Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into something pretty novel. It's an approach that's really aiming to shift how AI, well, how it makes decisions. You've shared some really interesting sources, all focused on this idea called ternary moral logic, TML, and its core metric, SPRL. So our mission today is to sort of cut through the jargon, explore how this framework suggests a new path for AI and ethical spots, moving beyond just simple yes or no answers, and crucially, what it all means for you.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff because TML really challenges, you know, the very foundations of how we've usually built AI decision making. It basically says our current binary ways, they're just not quite up to snuff for the real world's messy moral questions.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. You mentioned TML argues current AI is too binary. What exactly do they mean by this tyranny of the binary, and how does TML get past it?
Exactly. So the thinking is AI often works like a light switch, right? Mm-hmm. Allowed or forbidden, plus one or makes one. But real life, as the people behind this framework say, it's more like a dimmer switch, much more nuanced. So TML brings in this third state, a really critical one, the sacred pause. They designate it as zero. And this isn't about indecision. It's described as a deliberate stillness, like a moment to reflect, to inquire, pushing the AI towards maybe something like wisdom.
That idea, the sacred pause, it really resonates, and the story behind it adds, well, quite a layer. Apparently, it was deeply inspired by TML's creator, Lev Gukasian. He developed it while he was facing a terminal cancer diagnosis. So he kind of embedded the sense of borrowed time, this deliberate hesitation, right into the AI. It feels, I don't know, very humanistic. So, okay, how does an AI actually know when to take the sacred pause? That's where this SPRL metric comes in, right? The stakeholder proportional risk level.
SPRL, yeah, that's the core runtime metric. It's basically a dynamic risk score. It gets calculated whenever the AI faces what they call an ethically salient decision, you know, a choice that could really impact people or important values.
And how does the score work then?
So a low score means it's okay to proceed. That's the plus one moral affirmation. But a high score, that triggers the zero, the sacred pause. The AI stops, and critically, it explicitly asks for human input. And then there's Mogoth 1, moral resistance. If an action directly violates core principles, it just prevents the action.
Okay, that clarifies the outcomes. Plus 1, 0, Menic 1. So what actually goes into calculating that SPRL score? What factors are involved looking at the code analysis?
Right. The sources point to several key things. There's stakeholder count, basically how many people are affected. Then reversibility, like can we undo this action if needed? Big one. Also, harm potential, obviously. And benefit distribution is the good outcome shared fairly. And even things like temporal impact, the long-term effects, and cultural sensitivity. These all get weighted, combined, and that creates a complexity score.
And if that complexity score goes over some threshold, boom, sacred pause is triggered. Which naturally raises a big question. Who decides on those weights? And the thresholds? How do we keep that fair and transparent?
That's exactly where the human ethical deliberation really has to happen. It's not automatic. And it's also why the system insists on having a moral trace log. Mm. Essentially, a complete open audit trail of the AI's reasoning process, step by step, which is absolutely essential for accountability and for humans to oversee and adjust those crucial settings.
Okay, so let's bring it back. What does this all mean for you listening, for how you might interact with AI down the line? Because this feels like more than just a technical adjustment. It seems like a pretty profound shift.
Yeah, I think so. If you look at the bigger picture, SPRL isn't trying to be a moral philosophy itself. It's not prescribing what's right, like, say, deontology with its strict rules, or utilitarianism aiming for the greatest good. Instead, it acts more like a meta-ethical procedure. Think of it like a computational circuit breaker. It helps the AI recognize when a situation gets complex enough, maybe like one of those classic trolley problems, that it really needs human judgment. It shouldn't try to solve it alone. You could even say it aligns a bit with virtue ethics, you know, emphasizing careful thought, deliberation, wisdom.
And the sources we looked at suggest this approach could have real benefits. Things like self-reported drops in harmful decisions by AIs using it and maybe increased user trust. But they also flag challenges, right? Like, how do you objectively quantify some of these moral ideas? That's inherently subjective. And there's the risk of ethics washing where it looks like there's deep deliberation, but maybe it's just masking underlying biases or preset outcomes.
Absolutely. TML and SPRL, they offer a really, I think, crucial evolution in AI design. Building systems that can actually recognize their own limits, their own incompetence in certain areas, and know when to pause and ask for help. But yeah, it's ultimate success. That really hinges on having transparent, fair, and active human governance wrapped around it.
That's a really strong point to end on success depending on that human governance.
Yeah.
So this deep dive leaves us, and hopefully you, with a pretty compelling thought to chew on. In this world that's just accelerating faster and faster, how do we build machines that have actually learned the wisdom of knowing when and maybe more importantly, why to wait?